22강 유형 다지기 3 1번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Brenda, what's wrong? Your eyes are bloodshot.
I know. Actually, I couldn't sleep last night studying for the final exams.
Really? Why didn't you prepare for it in advance?
2번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Excuse me, sir. For your safety, you're not allowed to enter the rink without wearing a helmet.
Oh, I didn't know that. Could you tell me where to rent one?
You can rent a helmet at the counter next to the lockers.
3번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Mike, have you watched The Meerkats, the documentary DVD I lent you?
Yeah, I did last week. Thanks for lending it to me. The movie was really interesting.
Which part of the film did you like most?
The scene in which the eagle started chasing the meerkats was particularly amazing.
I know what you mean.
And it was really impressive that they post guards to protect themselves from their natural enemies.
Definitely. How did you like the narration in the movie?
Perfect. It gave a lot of useful information about desert life. I learned a lot about the Kalahari Desert through the movie.
That's good. I love getting information about nature through DVD movies, so I often buy them, especially documentaries.
Really? I've been looking for another movie about wildlife to watch.
4번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Alice, how about going to see the new sci-fi movie tonight?
Great. I love sci-fi films. What time do you want to go?
It shows at 8 p.m. at Galaxy Theater.
At 8 in the evening? Then I can't. I have an online Chinese lesson at that time.
But can't you just take the lesson after watching the movie?
I wish I could, but I'm afraid it's too late to reschedule.
What do you mean?
It's a Chinese conversation lesson by one-on-one video chatting.
Oh, you mean it's a live chat in Chinese with the teacher using a webcam?
Right. Can I take a rain check for the movie? Actually, I'm supposed to log in by 8 p.m. for the lesson.
5번 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 미지 오웬이 제이크에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
A chemistry teacher, Miss Owen, is teaching her students safety rules in the laboratory. She tells them to follow her instructions carefully. Students are asked to wash their hands and wear safety goggles in the lab. Also, they are taught never to eat food, drink beverages, or chew gum in the lab. As she starts to explain to the students how to clean the lab equipment, she notices one of the students, Jake, eating some snacks despite her instructions. She wants to tell him to conform to her safety instructions. In this situation, what would Miss Owen most likely say to Jake?
6번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 캐런이 데이비드에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Karen and her husband David are having dinner together at home. After eating, Karen brings out some cookies. David has never seen that type of cookies and asks Karen where they're from. She tells him that she received the food from a woman who just moved in next to them from another country. Karen heard that it's tradition to give cookies to new neighbors in the woman's country. While eating the cookies, Karen remembers there are some fresh strawberries in the refrigerator. She wants to propose to David that they give the woman the fruit to express their thanks. In this situation, what would Karen most likely say to David? Hello, students. In today's class, I'm going to talk about some computer-related terms. With technological development, there has been the need to find proper names for newly invented tools or concepts. Let's think about the computer mouse. It was named so because it's shaped like a real mouse. Also, as you know, a computer virus is a program that harms computers. It was named so because they are similar to human viruses in meaning. What about menu? The part of computer software that provides users with sets of choices is called a menu. The term is based on the similarity between a restaurant menu and the list of choices that the computer user can select from. Lastly, Spam, a trademark for canned luncheon meat, is used for unwanted email put into a computer user's mailbox. The term began to be used because it was similar to waiters putting unwanted spam into food. The next time you find a new computer term, try to guess why it has the name.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, students. In today's class, I'm going to talk about some computer-related terms. With technological development, there has been the need to find proper names for newly invented tools or concepts. Let's think about the computer mouse. It was named so because it's shaped like a real mouse. Also, as you know, a computer virus is a program that harms computers. It was named so because they are similar to human viruses in meaning. What about menu? The part of computer software that provides users with sets of choices is called a menu. The term is based on the similarity between a restaurant menu and the list of choices that the computer user can select from. Lastly, Spam, a trademark for canned luncheon meat, is used for unwanted email put into a computer user's mailbox. The term began to be used because it was similar to waiters putting unwanted spam into food. The next time you find a new computer term, try to guess why it has the name.
7번. 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은?
Welcome to Everyday Sports Discovery. If you're interested in buying a mountain bike, choosing the right one for you is very important because a good mountain bike will last for many years. If you're looking to buy a mountain bike, here's some advice that will help you make your purchase decision. First, you should choose a bike with shock absorbers designed to soften the impact of bumpy trail riding. Next, you need to think about whether you want frames of steel, aluminum, or titanium, depending on your budget. Also, be sure to check the main parts of the bike, such as the brakes. Try a test ride to check the stopping force of the brakes. Remember that good brakes are most important for safety. Finally, while test riding, see if the width of the wheels is appropriate for your weight. This can affect how you feel while riding. I hope you find one that fits you.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Welcome to Everyday Sports Discovery. If you're interested in buying a mountain bike, choosing the right one for you is very important because a good mountain bike will last for many years. If you're looking to buy a mountain bike, here's some advice that will help you make your purchase decision. First, you should choose a bike with shock absorbers designed to soften the impact of bumpy trail riding. Next, you need to think about whether you want frames of steel, aluminum, or titanium, depending on your budget. Also, be sure to check the main parts of the bike, such as the brakes. Try a test ride to check the stopping force of the brakes. Remember that good brakes are most important for safety. Finally, while test riding, see if the width of the wheels is appropriate for your weight. This can affect how you feel while riding. I hope you find one that fits you.
9번 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (10번) 자전거에 관해 언급되지 않은 것은? 11번과 12번 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오. 11번과 12번까지는 두 번 들렸습니다.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Everyday Wisdom. Do you know that the average person misplaces up to 9 items a day? Researchers say people spend an average of 15 minutes each day searching for everyday items like cell phones, pens, or books. Are you one of those people? Or do you often forget doing something? Then, here are some tips for dealing with your forgetfulness. First, do you often miss appointments? Then carry a weekly planner to write down your important events. Next, if you often forget to take your medicine after every meal, try wearing a wristwatch that has an electric alarm clock. Also, if you misplace your car keys, just put them on a keychain that attaches to your pants so they always stay with you. Finally, if you often misplace your wallet, try putting a slightly heavy, little object in it. Then you'll feel that it's in your pocket. Remember these tips to live a smoother day-to-day life.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Everyday Wisdom. Do you know that the average person misplaces up to 9 items a day? Researchers say people spend an average of 15 minutes each day searching for everyday items like cell phones, pens, or books. Are you one of those people? Or do you often forget doing something? Then, here are some tips for dealing with your forgetfulness. First, do you often miss appointments? Then carry a weekly planner to write down your important events. Next, if you often forget to take your medicine after every meal, try wearing a wristwatch that has an electric alarm clock. Also, if you misplace your car keys, just put them on a keychain that attaches to your pants so they always stay with you. Finally, if you often misplace your wallet, try putting a slightly heavy, little object in it. Then you'll feel that it's in your pocket. Remember these tips to live a smoother day-to-day life.
11번 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (12번) 언급된 물건이 아닌 것은?